All right, this is just reviewing the strumming sheet that I gave you. The first strum is when you do all four downs. We're going to use G and C as our example. All right? We're going to do a bar of C and a bar of G. Okay. So C first. The strum number one there is simply all down. So we go, ready? Two, three, four. Great. Two, three, four. Straightforward. Then we added your alternate strum number two. You're alternating between down and down up. So the strum is down, down, up, down, down, up, or one, two, and three, four, and we're given two bars of C and two bars of G. So here we go, two, three, four, one. Maybe for you, but that's okay. And then we're just summarizing. And then strum number three is the three-quarter time. This one sounds like one, two, and three, and one, two, and three, and four. Down, down, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, up. Okay, if you have a hard time transitioning in your mind from three-quarter to four-four, just say the syllables that I printed down here, like out loud with even spacing. You would just say one, two, and three, and one, two, and three, and okay. So here we go, two bars of C and two bars of G. One, two, three. One, two, and three, and one, two, and three, and here's G. Two, and three, and one, two, and three, and C. And then the very last one, number four, is when you're in 2-4, all right? So it sounds, the mechanics of it is exactly the same as strum number two, but the count is different, namely like this. One, two, and one, two, and, all right? So let's suppose it was two bars of C and two bars of G. Now each bar only gets two beats. All right, here we go. One, two. For the purposes of this, wasn't meant to be a play-along type thing, but you know, so if you listening to this aren't able to keep up with the speed of that, that's okay, but at least you can hear how the strums go. All right, have fun.